The most prestigious awards in children's literature were announced today. NPR's Netta Ulaby tells us about this year's winners of the Newbery and Caldecott medals and other top honors chosen by children's librarians.
This is the 100th year the American Library Association has given out the John Newbery Medal.
This medal is awarded annually to the author of the most distinguished book for children.
Awarded in a way the 18th century bookseller the Newbery was named for could never have imagined, in a ceremony online. This year's winner, The Last Quintista, also won the award for Best Kids Book Expressing the Latino Experience.
Chapter 1. Lita tosses another pinion log.
At a virtual bookstore reading last year, author Donna Barba Higuera introduced audiences to her heroine. Petra Pena is a Mexican-American girl sent to a dystopian planet, where she's sustained by memories of the folktales her grandmother told her back on Earth.
Había una vez, she begins her story, a young fire snake Nagual. His mother was Earth, his father the sun.
The American Library Association awarded its Randolph Caldecott Medal to a picture book called Watercress, about a little girl's embarrassment when her immigrant parents spot the plant on the side of the road and decide to eat it for dinner. Author Andrea Wang talked about the real-life memory it's based on last year on NPR.
For me to have to go out and gather food from this muddy ditch really just made me aware of how different I was from my peers.
But her family's resourcefulness becomes a point of pride. Watercress was illustrated by Jason Chin in watercolors evoking traditional Chinese landscapes. The Coretta Scott King Award went to a history book called Unspeakable, The Tulsa Race Massacre. The best audiobook for children is set in the Bronx. Boogie Boogie, You All was narrated and written by C.G. Esperanza.
The boogie down block party boogied in the sun.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The whole block was bubbling and having a blast.